Holiday shopping, as we all know, is going to be a mess. See also supply chain. Not yet mentioned much, though, holiday dinners. There's some new data out from IRI. They track product availability. And they say that supplies of some classic holiday favorites, liquid gravy, frozen pies, and related, perhaps, whipped toppings, are down as much as 11% compared to this time last year. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab covers food for us quite a bit.
For you to feed your family a big Thanksgiving turkey, first, the turkeys need to be fed. Brock Stein is president of Cuck's Turkey Farm in eastern Pennsylvania.
A Thanksgiving turkey eats between probably 70 and 100 pounds of feed before it goes to the plant.
And the price of feed, mostly corn, is up more than 50% from last year. Also, the birds are eating more because production is running slow. The company's processing plant is understaffed. Trucking is a problem.
You've got turkeys on the farms longer, eating, gaining weight.
Which means turkeys at the grocery store may be bigger this year. Stein's raised wholesale prices 10%. And it's not just the bird that's getting more expensive. Also bread, pies, and cakes. Rob Mackey at the American Bakers Association says members have been telling him.
From ingredients to packaging, equipment, electricity, distribution, and workforce cost, 49 of the 50 input costs that they track were up. Many of them are up double digits.
He says a lot of baking ingredients are stuck on those container ships. Did you know the U.S. imports about 80% of its wheat gluten? So much for amber waves of grain. And even if everything goes right, the growing, the harvesting, the processing, you can't put a product on the shelves if you have nothing to package it in. Katie Dennis at the Consumer Brands Association says aluminum costs are up almost 90%.
What that means is your canned cranberry sauce that makes that great sound when it slides out is going to cost a little bit more.
Now, there's no reason to panic buy. Everyone I spoke to for the story says there won't be a shortage of turkeys or trimmings this year. But they'll likely cost more, and you may have to be flexible with brands. And maybe this is a controversial take, but if all else fails, you could always make the cranberry sauce from scratch. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
So as I said, we talked a little bit on the program yesterday and today with Brian Chung about the labor market and its tightness or not tightness in this very peculiar moment in this economy. It is just tough for companies to find enough people to hire for lots of reasons. Yes, all of which we have discussed. So some business groups are looking to broaden the labor pool by bringing in people who might have been previously overlooked, those with criminal records for minor offenses who often lose out on a job after a background check. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has that one.
Advocates for so-called clean slate laws often cite an estimate that 1 in 3 American adults has a criminal record, whether it's a felony, a minor misdemeanor, or just an arrest. Take Joshua York.
When I was about 16, I was just in and out of detention centers. I was smoking pot with my friends.
York racked up several misdemeanor charges in Utah over the ensuing years. Now, at 29, he's gotten his life together. But those charges, including drug possession and retail theft, have kept him from being able to get good-paying jobs.
Every job has looked back at my record once they did a background check, and they would see a theft, and they would say, I'm sorry, there's just no way. It would literally take me out of the running immediately.
So York made do with low-paying manual labor work. For years, he had no idea that Utah allowed former offenders to apply to get their records cleared.
Many states across the country has a mechanism to clear your record.
But most people don't take advantage of those mechanisms, says Sheena Mead. She's the executive director of the Clean Slate Initiative. For the last couple of years, there's been a nationwide campaign trying to get laws passed to make the record clearing process automatic, so people who are eligible never have to think about it. The process uses technology that's a part of so much of our lives these days, algorithms. These are created by another nonprofit called Code for America. Sheena Mead says the implications of automating the record clearing process are huge, especially for people of color.
Black and brown people specifically has been impacted are the ones that have been paying for decades of over-criminalization, criminalizing and incarcerating people for failed initiatives like the war on drugs.
Pennsylvania was the first to implement a clean slate law starting 2 years ago. And officials say more than 1 million people have had their records cleared without filing a single application. Utah is next. It's expected to implement its clean slate law by the end of the year. In the 5 states that have passed such laws, there has been bipartisan support for them. Business groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, are backing the idea too.
As the labor shortage has gotten worse, the business community has really started taking great interest in broadening their talent pool to include people who have made mistakes in the past.
That's Jeffrey Korzenek, chief investment strategist at Fifth Third Bank. He's written a book about hiring people with criminal records called Untapped Talent. Even though businesses are eager for a bigger talent pool, Korzenek says they're often reluctant to simply overlook criminal records on background checks.
The question for the business community becomes, what sort of risks are they taking from a legal standpoint? What kind of reputational risks are they taking? And that's where you have a huge social stigma to overcome.
Korzenek says businesses are also worried about liability risks, however minor. So clearing people's records through clean slate laws is something businesses can get behind because it avoids them having to deal with all those issues. Joshua York's years-long effort to clear his record ended successfully just 3 months ago, and he says it's made a big difference.
I'm in the best spot I've ever been in my entire adult life, and I'm literally just so thankful. I wake up kind of still blown away that I can apply to a job that I'm not afraid to anymore, you know?
York ended up getting an offer for the kind of job he says he's always wanted. In early November, he's scheduled to start training to be a customer service representative for American Airlines. I'm Novosavo for Marketplace.